opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Yeah, good morning from North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl Linda Bott. It is May the 3rd, quickly becoming Cinco de Mayo. And what happens on Cinco de Mayo, Bad Bob?
Lots of cerveza?
You have lots of cerveza, tequila, you fall down on the ground, and you go to the bathroom on yourself. Yes, Cinco de Mayo. Now, Cinco de Mayo for myself and Ted Leidy and six other people are going to be out there at advanced pistol course out there shooting and learning to protect ourselves. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Join our chat room. It's open. Hey, Gator, see you? They're already starting to line up. We're having a big show today as we have a big show every day, don't we, Bad Bob?
A really big show.
A really big show. Okay, now Linda's getting ready for her show tonight. She's got a big show tonight on the spot with Linda Bott. So, it's Thursday, and I have Bad Bob doing the weather.
Well, good morning, and once again, 52 degrees right now. Got to have rainy skies and a high of near 62. South winds up to about 20 miles an hour, maybe 25 on gust. And a good chance of rain throughout the day. Maybe a quarter of an inch extra rain. The lakes are looking good. The ground is nice and wet. Those showers continue through tonight, mainly before 11 p.m., then clearing up Friday and looking good as we head into the weekend. And this report, as always, is brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards out there, just a short drive up from Palisadro. Now, they have music on Friday and Saturday, of course. And now, listen, they're having their, you know, it's their Mother's Day brunch weekend. What a great way to treat your mom or your loved one, your wife. Take her up there. They've got a special menu. You know, you get to sit out there. You look over the beautiful scenery out there, the ambiance of it. Your hostess or host is going to just be treating you just wonderfully. And the food, of course, outstanding. When you think you can't get any better, they step it up another level. And some of Vineyards. But you got to give them a call, 474-5546, to get reservations, because as you can imagine, it sells out. Music also on Friday and Saturday nights. That's in some of Vineyards, 474-5546. You know, a lot of things in the news. Today we're going to be talking, some Kitchen Place and early on. But then at 7:30, we're bringing in the Hawkins Company and the Reading Chamber of Commerce to talk about the Churn Creek bottom shopping center. The last time we had Jeff Hess on, it was for an hour. And, of course, when you add in commercial breaks and such, it breaks it up. And there really wasn't enough time to discuss everything. But we want to we've given another half hour today. And next Monday we're going to have on, or this month, coming Monday, Bob Moore, who is kind of like the face on the B initiative. And, you know, where it's going to affect, he's a man that doesn't really want to stand out there in the front, but he says, hey, wait a minute, this is my property. We're going to have him on Monday. And then we're going to try and set up a couple of things that are kind of surprising and, not surprising, but good for everybody. And, so we can get as much information out about the Churn Creek Bottom Shopping Center, pros and cons, as we possibly can, and let the voters do what they're supposed to do and vote. All right. Before we start today out, we're going to go to Kathy Lathrop Cummings from our Wells Fargo Advisors for our Market Minute.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is negative 33 points at 13,235. The S&P 500 is negative 4 at 1397, and the NASDAQ is negative 10 at 3049. Active stocks today include Bank of America down 2 cents at $8.14, and General Motors down 69 cents at $22.24. Turning to the bond market, we find lower prices there this morning, which has brought the 30-year Treasury yield to 3.12%. Coming back to local stocks, we find North Valley Bank up 2 cents at $12.27, and Tri-County's Bank down 7 cents at $15.77. Over in the commodity markets, crude oil is down $1.06 at $104.16. Gold is down $10.10 at $16.45, and silver is unchanged at $30.53. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings of the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC, for KCNR.
Kathy Lathrop Cummings, thank you so much. You know, if you have some questions about what's happening on the market and your investments, head on down to our Wells Fargo Advisors are down on Park Marina Drive. Give them a call. Kathy and Chris and Josh and Susan, good people. We've met them all, and just really good people. So give them a call today. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We have some things. Is there a curse on a pro football team? Okay, you say, there's no such thing. We're going to talk about that when we get back. Is there a curse on a pro football team? Carl and the Bot. 7:11 in the morning. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Hey, honey, what's wrong?
Well, this report says Congress has run up such a large debt that each and every one of us now owes $49,000.
Really?
That's not all.
Oh?
This report also says Doug LaMalfa wants to spend even more.
You're kidding me.
Yeah, it says even though Doug LaMalfa's already a millionaire farmer, his family farm has taken nearly $5 million in taxpayer-funded subsidies.
And we're stuck paying the bill. We can't afford that.
Well, it sounds like Doug LaMalfa doesn't care. He said he's running for Congress to represent his farm first.
He said that? Well, one thing I know for sure. We can't afford more government spending. And we certainly can't afford to pay for Doug LaMalfa's farm.
I'm Sam Onestead. Congress has spent America close to bankruptcy, and I'm running for Congress to stop this spending. I approve this message paid for by Sam Onestead for Congress because we need to stop spending. To find out more, visit samonestead.com.
Rope 'em and ride 'em, Reading, it's rodeo time. Tickets for the annual 3-day Reading Rodeo May 17th, 18th, and 19th are on sale now. It's a full week of wild events starting Saturday, May 12th with a steak feed and dance. $12.50 pre-sale steak feed tickets are available at most Napa Auto Parts store, the Civic Center box office, Custom Wheel on Center Street, or from any Reading Rodeo member. Week-long activities include chili cook-off and street dance, annual Friday morning pancake breakfast, rodeo parade, and 3 nights of rodeo action May 17th, 18th, and 19th with top riders of the nation competing in bronc riding, steer wrestling, team roping, and the world's most dangerous sport, bull riding. Plus, nightly performances by world-famous Budweiser Clydesdales and rodeo clown Crash Cooper. Tickets on sale now at the Civic Center box office, online at readingcivic.com, or by calling 229-0022. Sponsored in part by Budweiser, Mercy Medical Center, Premier West Bank, Cottonwood Veterinary, Jukebox Music Festival, Shasta Estates Retirement, El Dorado Casino, Mount Shasta Springwater, Sierra Pacific Foundation, Omega Mortgage Group, and Wind River Casino. Find more information at readingrodeo.com and follow us on Facebook.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
This is Supervisor Leonard Modi. Public safety should be our number one priority. As Police Chief of Reading, I worked hard to keep our streets safe. As your supervisor, I have strongly supported the Sheriff's Office in order to protect you and your family. In these difficult times, I will continue to put your safety at the forefront of my decisions.
Proven leadership, integrity, and a balanced approach. Re-elect Leonard Modi, Supervisor, District 2.
Paid for by the Committee to Elect Leonard Modi.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back. That wasn't me. They're trying to kill themselves, my guess. 7:15 in the morning. Carl and the Bot. Linda's getting ready for the show tonight, on the spot with Linda Bot. And she's got a surprise show tonight. You got to hear this. I mean, you know, she's got a guest on, and that they're going to be talking about things that, frankly, I like. May the 3rd, right here. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're chatting and streaming live. And before we get to our guest, I want to talk about that pro football team that's cursed. Or are they? San Diego Chargers, 1995 Super Bowl team. Of the 54 young men, and they were young men on that team, eight of them have died. The latest one, Junior Seau, killed himself. Looks like it was a self-inflicted wound. He's the eighth member of that team to die. Now, if you go into statistically, and they, people have talked to statisticians, it's less than, there's less than 1% of a chance of that happening to one team. All these guys should be in their 40s, late 30s, early 40s, or in their 40s, and eight of them been killed. Seau is the latest. The rest of them have been killed in, ready, car wrecks, heart attacks. One of them was killed in a private plane wreck with his wife. One drug overdose. One guy was hit by lightning and killed. At what point do you go, we're killing them with lightning? This is the San Diego Chargers football team, their Super Bowl team of 1995.
I lived in San Diego at that time, and Junior was like a community leader. He had a club down in Mission Valley.
He was. Junior Seau was a hero down there, and he deserved to be. I mean, he led the community in so many things. Yeah. He went on and played a couple other places, but, man. Now.
Thanks for a bright start to my morning.
Well, okay, how about this one then? This woman that they just found guilty of torture and abuse, and they're putting her in jail, thank goodness, for a lifetime. I mean, what does it take to get, to have somebody, she beat, I think it's her son. She nearly beat a 7-year-old to death.
I think it's her stepson.
Stepson, yeah, okay. All right, let's get past that. Let's get happy stuff here.
Okay.
And speaking of happy stuff, here she is. Sherry Chapman of That Kitchen Place, and with her is Ashley Addition from Solius.
Yes.
How about that? Pronounce that one right.
It's great.
So let's talk about what are we here for today?
Shop Hop this Saturday.
Shop Hop this Saturday.
9 to 6, 9 stores.
Let's talk about that.
Okay. You can go on www.shophop.redding.com and you can
download the map.
Yeah,
to get to all the 9 stores. And the deal is if you visit all 9 stores on Saturday.
This is Ashley, by the way.
She's young and remembers everything.
If you visit all 9 stores on Saturday and we stamp your map, you get entered to win a gift card or gift certificate from all of us.
And an item
valued at least over $250. Mm-hmm. It's $250 at least in gift certificates.
Mm-hmm.
But then we all have a little present for you.
Yeah. And speaking of presents, you brought things in today.
Sure. I did.
You know, I'm almost afraid to ask you what that is you're holding in your hand.
Well, this is a hamburger press.
Of course.
Because we have
Bad
to have
Bob,
perfect
you were wrong.
Hamburgers. Of course, this kind of would go along with the thing that Linda's doing, but, it kind of reminds you of a little bit of a mammogram,
I wouldn't know about that, but okay.
And then I have the little hamburger press. What are these called again? These little hamburgers?
Sliders.
Sliders. And barbecue season is coming up,
Yeah.
And Mother's Day is also coming up.
But then Father's Day, usually the guys, a lot of people buy barbecue stuff for guys. And then my favorite whips.
Whisks,
thank you.
Well,
it's hard to believe I own a kitchen store.
Yeah, I know. Well, when you said whips, Bad Bob got all excited. He's been ever since he saw the front page and it said torture and abuse. He's been kind of, acting strange.
No, whisks. And they are patented by WMF, and they are my favorite. They've got little balls on the ends, and they whip better than anything else you've ever used.
They get lumps out.
Yeah, they are great. And I have nonstick and other ones that you can use to get on stainless steel.
You have nonstick and sticky.
Yeah, nonstick and sticky.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break here. We're going to come back. We're going to talk Shop Hop, the different places, how you get involved with it. And we're involved with it because it's good for the community. And mm-hmm. we showcase businesses, which is, gosh, what we do. We'll be right back. Carl and the Bob, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
I used to be a renegade. I used to fool around. With the challenges we face today, Shasta County needs a true leader in District 3. Pam's deep involvement in the community and experience in positions requiring teamwork and problem solving gives her an outstanding capacity to serve as your supervisor.
My experience, integrity, ability to listen, and find beneficial solutions are the qualities you want in a supervisor. I will bring those qualities to serve you. District 3 is my home. I run three businesses here. The people of District 3 are my friends, neighbors, customers, and family. In fact, my family has been living in District 3 for four generations. I believe our county government should be helpful, streamlined, and efficient in order to serve your needs. I'm Pam Giacomini, and I'd be honored to serve as your supervisor.
Vote Pam Giacomini, Supervisor District 3.
Paid for by the committee to elect Pam Giacomini.
3, 2, 1. It's showtime, ladies. Prepare to excite your senses. The world's famous hunks, the show Ladies Night Out is coming. Are you ready for this? Friday, May 11th at 7:30 inside the Wind River Casino Event Center. Tickets are just $15. The number one name in entertainment for women direct from the Las Vegas Strip. Live in person for one night only. These chiseled hunks will be taking the stage for a night of fun and fantasy. Friday, May 11th at Wind River Casino. Doors open at 6:30. Show starts at 7:30. The world's famous Men of Hunks, the show will make your fantasies a reality and leave you breathless. Girls, make plans to attend the biggest ladies' night of the year and see why Hunks, the show, is the number one male review in the world. Ladies, this will be a sellout event, so get your tickets today. For details, log on to WindRiver.com. Must be 21 to attend. It's better on the river.
Can you fix a water leak for me? Dawn Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. She explained. She lived in a small town in another county, and no one there could find the water leak in her car. She said, "It's so bad that the car fills with water, and I have ruined two pairs of shoes." As we walked out to the car, I couldn't help but notice she was very nicely dressed, but she wore black rubber farm boots that went to her knees. I learned that the car had been repaired the previous summer after a major collision. The floorboards in the front and back seat area were full of water, about 3 inches deep. My inspection revealed the unibody was still bent, and the repairmen had simply drilled new holes to mount the hood and fenders to the body. The original mounting holes were left open, allowing water to enter the passenger compartment. Fortunately, she had a good insurance company, and they authorized us to do a proper repair. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio. 7:23 in the morning, May the 3rd. I'm with... Yeah. That was her, too. Sherry Chapman of That Kitchen Place and Ashley Additions of Solius. We were just talking on the break. You know, in fact, I said extend that breakout because we're talking about fun things here. But I didn't realize that... You know, you were talking about purses during the break. And I said, well, okay, what about shoes? And Ashley had this, I actually had this look on her face. It was like, my gosh, it's, you know, her eyes kind of went heaven, you know, word. And I went, so, I mean, there's shoes.
I love shoes.
And she says, and your answer to what that to me was,
there's so much more than shoes.
There's so much more than shoes. Moving a little bit closer to that microphone there. So, you know, there's so much more than shoes. Okay. You know, you two, Linda's going to have you two on just...
We could talk fashion all day long.
Yeah.
Well, you know what?
And everything.
Yeah. And everything.
You know how women
and everything
kind
between.
Of, you know, women kind of just keep... going with that story, like a piece of spaghetti. We can go from red shoes over to a red car to a red dress to a red something, and the guy's still way over there back at the shoes.
Well, it's not even that. It's that there'll be six women in a circle talking, and all of them are talking, and all of them are talking to each other about different subjects, and I have not yet figured out how you all do that.
Well, and we can hear each other. Too.
And you don't miss anything. It's like, oh, no, 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 oh, yeah, no, no. You know, it's like, you know, guys just sit there and go, you know, I just need another beer and just walk out, you know.
Well, that's why Shop Hop is so great, because there's a lot of stores and a lot of different things they'll offer, and it's a great day to grab your mom, your girlfriends, your sisters, nieces, and go get prepared for Mother's Day.
Mm-hmm. This weekend.
This weekend, and a lot of us are doing sales. A lot of us have food. We're demonstrating things. Each store has something different to offer. And the stores that are involved mm-hmm. are...
Antique Cottage and Garden. I have it right up here.
Okay.
Classic
okay.
Trends Boutique, Fabrics Etc., Prestige Home and Gifts, Sweet Spot, Soleus, Sugar Plum Cottage, That Kitchen Place, and Wild Thyme Gifts and Gardens.
Good job, Ashley.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, so you're going to have sales, and I see you've got your hamburger press here and your whisk, which I've never seen a whisk really that looks like that. So, that'd be cool.
We're going to be giving some free gifts away too, because we're going to be doing salsa with our Progressive products, and Progressive sent us about 20 items. And if you spend $15 in Progressive items, which there are a lot, you get a free gift, and they're good stuff.
Now, the whole idea behind Shop Hop is to promote
local
business. Local. That's what we think of,
not
right?
Not crazy, but...
Not crazy, but
well,
local.
We are kind of crazy.
Well, it's you know, Cinco de Mayo.
That's right.
Loco. But it's the whole thing is to get people to businesses and get good deals, but there are also local businesses.
Mm-hmm. Here. To introduce, you know, not everybody's been to all these stores, so it introduces people to all our stores. Mm-hmm. And all of them are run by women, and not that it just happened to end up that way. But
every one of them is run by women?
Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
That
yeah,
part of it.
Woman
is
power.
Is that part of it? So if you're a guy-owned business, you can't?
No. There used to be a couple of them, but a couple of them went out of business. So this all happens to be just women.
Well, that's interesting, too. Okay, so do you need tickets or anything like that? Or
nope.
Do you pick up a piece of paper? Or
you can stop at any of the stores to get a map or go on to the Shop Hop website or Facebook. Does it the map?
It might be on Facebook as well. But, yeah, you can just download the map and print it out, and that will...
And you get a stamp?
You'll get a you'll collect a stamp from each store. So that, and then we collect all the maps at the end. Doesn't matter where you end up. But we collect all the maps at the end. You put your contact information on the back, and we pull a winner.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What time do we start?
9 a.m.
9 to 6 a.m.
So we're open all day. Lots of fun.
That's a whole day of shopping.
My husband's going to be cooking on the Evo. He's going to be cooking, I think, chicken wings. And you ought to see this barbecue. It's a man's dream.
It's going to be fun. And we have...
Men's World. Men's
World. World.
You know what? See, that's another show. Men's World.
Yeah.
Yeah. I used to talk about that. Men's World.
That's okay. Right.
And if you don't like it, too bad, because it's Men's World.
No emotion.
Men's World. 100 reasons why it's great to be a man.
That's right. Talk about football.
Well, Shop Hop's for men too this weekend. If they wanted to score some, you know, points
great
for Mother's
points
Day.
Points for Mother's Day and Mom's Day, this is the time to go.
And you all will
lead them through.
Yes, we will help them.
And we do free gift wrapping. Who else does free gift wrapping?
I do free gift wrapping.
Okay, a lot of those stores do.
What do you sell?
Well, we sell a variety of things. We sell Vera Bradley, which is purses. And I have my Vera Bradley purse right here. This purse is a black microfiber purse because I'm kind of a basic gal, but we have all kinds of patterns. They're like quilted. They're really fun. They're like big quilted bags, and Sherry has a lot of them.
Yes,
they're
I do.
Super organizational. They come out with patterns each season. Anyways, we're doing 40% off some of our Vera Bradley retired items. And then I also sell dancewear. We're primarily started as a dancewear store, but all dancers need bags.
That's right.
Dancewear store.
So we're doing a extending kind of our clearance sale items on leotards and lots of fun stuff. Tutus, whatever you need for your grandkids.
Oh, okay. Great. Hey, sounds like fun, and every year it's a huge success.
Yeah.
We have a ton of fun.
We have lot of fun.
Well, thank you so much, Sherry Chapman, from the Kitchen Place, and Ashley Edition from Soleus. And, you know, we have to have you back on again. And think about this, what we talk about.
Okay.
We will. You know, we need, you know, one of those shows that talks about what girls talk about. It'd be our version of The View. No.
Yeah, no. I think there's one on The View that has my version.
Okay, we come back. We've got the Hawkins Company and the Reading Chamber of Commerce. We're going to be talking about that shopping center down in Sherman Creek Mall.
Near my house.
Okay, we'll be right back, I hope.
Fox Business Network, Wall Street kicked off the opening bell with the market searching for direction. This as investors digest mixed reports on the U.S. economy. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow is down about 30 points. Fewer Americans joined the unemployment line last week than the previous one. Jobless claims posted their biggest drop in nearly a year, with 365,000 people filing for first-time benefits. On the flip side, according to outplacement firm Challenger Gray & Christmas, planned layoffs rose more than 7% in April from March, and worker productivity during the first quarter posted its biggest drop in a year. And it's a tough day for Green Mountain Coffee. Shares are tumbling in early trading after the company released mixed second-quarter results late yesterday. Earnings were in line with estimates, while revenue fell short of forecasts. Moving forward, the company slashed its fiscal 2012 outlook, citing slowing sales of its K-Cup portion packs and Keurig coffee brewers. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
Business phone systems don't have to be expensive or hard to install and maintain. Cudatel is an easy-to-use, next-generation VoIP phone system that enables seamless, high-definition voice and video communication. It's time to fire the phone guy. Because Cudatel can be deployed by your in-house or outsourced IT staff. Starting at just $1,399 with no per-user or per-feature fees, Cudatel by Barracuda Networks is powerful and affordable. Visit Cudatel.com for a free evaluation. That's Cudatel.com.
Under Measure B, property owners in a small part of Shasta County could be shut down until 2036. 2036. That seems like a long time, doesn't it? But that's just what it says right here in the official Shasta County ballot book. If Measure B passes, farmers, businesses, and other landowners can't make property changes until the year 2036. Sure, Measure B has exceptions, and you can always just call for a countywide election. But why should property owners here in Shasta County have to hire lawyers at their own expense just to tell them what they can and can't do with their own land? And Measure B is so confusing. It's just going to wind up in court with Shasta County taxpayers paying the bills. That's why we need to vote no on Measure B. Look, we all want to protect ag land, but Measure B goes too far. Vote no on Measure B.
Paid for by Shasta Citizens for Property Rights, no on Measure B.
Satisfied customers are really important to us here at Crown, like Lindy Silva of Reading. Lindy tells us, I wanted a new Ford Mustang, so I came to Crown. I got exactly what I wanted and saved some money. I call her Ellie. I love it. Thanks, Lindy. You and Ellie are welcome at Crown anytime. Check us out at CrownMotorsReading.com. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we'll sell them for.
You worked hard to get to this point. You eat properly and take care of yourself. There are just a few areas that still are giving you problems. That's where we come in. We can help sculpt those trouble spots. Body Genesis. 356-2590. Man made better.
It's May. So much to plan. Parties, birthdays, Mother's Day. Hey, Mom's coming up, so let's take her to Anselmo Vineyards for brunch. I hear there's limited seating, so we need to call now for reservations. 474-5546. That's 474-5546. Mother's Day brunch. The specialty is my favorite, lobster. And Carl, while we're there, let's experience the new award-winning 2009 Cabernet Sauvignon. Mmm. And of course, Friday and Saturday nights, always great artists such as Charles Villona, Chris Lauer, and Garrett Biggers. You'll love it.
Anselmo Vineyards in Inwood, just a short drive from Reading. Anselmo Vineyards. It will become your favorite destination getaway.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I'm with Free Fire Media and Carl Linda Bott. Linda is getting ready for her show on the spot with Linda Bott. Tonight she's got a special show. It's going to be great. Make sure you tune in at 6 a.m. or 6 p.m. I'm sorry, right here. this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. Great place, great coffee and espresso joes, the finest walk-in humidor in the state. They will meet or beat any tobacco prices in this city. Veterans get discounts, and they've been in business 35 years there, Joe and Shelley, and they've done so much for this community. So much, and such a part of our community. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Okay, as we promised, we are, you know, this, the Churn Creek Bottom Shopping Center has spawned initiatives and a lot of emotion in our community here. And so, you know, we've had the Hawkins Company on, and then we've had the Churn Creek Bottom Owners Association on, and we're going to continue this for the next couple of weeks till we get closer to election time, because the more information we can give out, the better it is. And, or that we can let you all listen to, the better it is, so you can make up your minds without just relying on cliches and bumper stickers. I mean, I truly believe that. I mean, that's what people do a lot of times. So, with us today is Jeff Hess. We welcome you back again.
Thank you.
From the Hawkins Company. But also is Pat Wallner, who is representing the Reading Chamber of Commerce. Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Okay, you know, there's people lined up to want to call and all this, and lots of questions, but I want to give you all some time to state, you know, your opinion on this, because, you know, otherwise, you know, people are going to call in and ask, and then we don't hit the crux of it. So that's why we started a little bit early today.
Sure. I appreciate that.
So Jeff, there's, let's talk about why Hawkins wants to put a 700,000 square foot shopping center at Knighton Road.
Big question, but before that, I want to say that there's a welcoming, friendly community here in Shasta County, and especially I want to say thanks to Rod Evans, even though he's an opponent, and Supervisor Baugh for offering their prayers and thoughts last night expressed at the Cottonwood and Town Hall, just to let you know, Mom passed last night, and I'll be headed home after this program. But that's the kind of community you folks have here. It's just
our prayers are out with you, too. I'm sure everybody says we're sorry.
Not unexpected. 93 years is a long life, and they spent the last number of years on their ranch in Potter Valley. But anyway, I just thank those folks, and that's the kind of community you have here. And it's one of those things that when we look for places to go, we look for those kinds of communities that have a sense of community. We're a family-owned business, been in business for 35 years. You know, Gary Hawkins' claim to fame is that he can peel 100 pounds, or used to be able to peel 100 pounds of potatoes in less than 30 minutes. And the reason that's important here is that his family owned hamburger stands, and he grew up in the 50s and 60s, and a hamburger stand was a great thing. You know, most people don't know that Gary Hawkins' uncle was the founder of the Packout hamburger fast fooders, as they're known today. And frankly, about 50 years ago, Gary's uncle teamed up with Irvin Nodell to start the first Packout in the Reading area. And then Gary's cousins, Herb and Pam Gelkin, started up the Herbie's Packout over off of Lake Boulevard. So, you know, we're not new to the area. Gary's family's been here for almost 50 years, in and out. And again, we look for a community like this, and we look for a place that is, in fact, under-retailed. We do extensive research on the demographics in the area, the spendable income, the amount of money that different retailers are making. And what we have found that, this is the jewel of the North, and that there is a significant demand for retail coming in from as far north as the Oregon border to Tehama County. And so that's why we're here. And we're just thankful that, there's a place in town to fit in. And most people don't recognize that the Knighton Road interchange has been planned for commercial since at least 1975, when the general plan was designated at that intersection to be commercial. And the rest of it, the Churn Creek Bottom folks actually had had requested it to come out of intensive agriculture and go into what's called part-time ag so that they could have smaller ranchettes, the five-acre ranchettes down in that area. And in 1984, when the general plan was completely updated, the commercial designation for that corner was kept. And then again in 1991, the commercial designation on that corner was specifically reiterated again. And therefore, you know, contrary to what people will tell you, that intersection where our site is was designated as commercial for as far back as 1975. That really is a misconception. We're not going to be interfering with anybody's ranchettes. We're not going to stop anything that they do. There's no intensive agriculture allowed down there, so there's not going to be any intense dairy farming or anything like that. So there's really no interference other than traffic, and they'll have to go through some traffic, but we've mitigated all of that. And the other thing is, you know, we believe that there's a significant demand for retail because we have tenants that have been bugging us for about 5 years to get up here. And, in fact, one of those was Sportsman's Warehouse, and we purchased the empty Gottschalk building and filled that up. And we now have, 80 new jobs in at the Sportsman's Warehouse and a number almost equal to that at the Goodwill. And I think that's why Pat and his group at the Chamber – have supported us, Pat.
Well, I tell you what, we've got to take a break here. When we come back, Pat, you're going to have your chance there and tell us about the Chamber of Commerce and your support of what's going out on the shopping center. All right, Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. We'll be right back.
I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I'm running for Supervisor District 3. Proven leadership for Shasta County. I grew up here in Shasta County. I've worked at Jones's Fort for over 30 years. I've been the lone conservative voice on Redding City Council, and I've served as Redding's mayor in 2010. One of the most important issues facing eastern Shasta County is the protection of our water rights. Vote for me, Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 3, paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 3, 2012.
How important is your family? Crime's rising in the city and the county, and many of us have taken a number of steps to protect our loved ones. Home alarms, security lights, threat awareness glasses, and even buying a weapon. While all of these can assist in protecting our families, they can't if they're not used correctly. Ted Leidy, NRA instructor, and I are offering an advanced pistol class for those who carry defensive weapons. The course will address safety, presentation, real-life scenarios, and extensive hands-on shooting practice with the weapon that you'll be carrying. A weapon used for defensive purposes is no good if you do not know how to use it correctly and safely. That's what this course will offer. Call Bastiani Arms at 222-8222 and sign up for this May 5th and 6th class. Now, the class is limited to 10 people, so call now, 222-8222, and take that next step and protecting your family.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years, we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Brian Daly is a conservative farmer. Together, Brian and his wife Megan earn their living and raise their family by working the land.
As a citizen legislator on the Lassen County Board of Supervisors, under Brian's leadership, the county lives within its means, spends less than it takes in, and is debt-free. Vote to send Brian Daly, a farmer with common sense conservative values, to the California Assembly.
Paid for by Daly for Assembly 2012.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's getting ready for her show tonight on the spot with Linda Bott at 6 p.m., 7:45 in the morning, May the 3rd. This portion of the show is brought to you by R&B Sharpening. Bob and Judy have had their place there since 1985. Saws, knives, router bits, you name it, they'll sharpen it. They'll make bandsaw blades to order while you wait. Great people. They do great work and great in our community here. 6915 East Side Road, or give them a call at 530-365-1479. Our guest, Jeff Hess from the Hawkins Company, and Pat Wallner from the Reading Chamber of Commerce. Okay, Pat, Reading Chamber of Commerce has backed this plan, and I mean, this is out in the county, but the Reading Chamber of Commerce is backed. Do you want to talk about this a little bit?
Well, sure. Let me start out by reading the press release that we put out last week. It says, the Chamber Board recommends yes on Measure A and no on Measure B. And it says, consistent with its mission to improve the business climate and contribute to the economic health of its membership and the Greater Reading Area, the Board of Directors of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce today announced it is recommending a vote of yes on Measure A and a no vote on Measure B. These two measures will appear on the June 5th ballot in Shasta County. A yes vote on Measure A and a no vote on Measure B are votes which will support jobs, businesses, and well-planned economic growth. A yes vote on Measure A should create an opportunity for a large number of well-paying permanent jobs with a positive impact on the entire local economy. This well-planned project has the potential to benefit residences and businesses with both in the city of Reading and in the county. New jobs reduce unemployment and create new tax revenues, which in turn support public safety. We believe Measure A will attract new businesses coming to the Greater Reading area, and our board fully supports the decision of the Board of Supervisors in this matter. And while we endeavor to support farmers and ranchers, Measure B goes too far. The Chamber Board supports protecting businesses and citizens' private property rights as written. Administration of Measure B will result in costly and unnecessary elections and legal expenses, with the taxpayers paying the bills. Measure B is very confusing. Property owners may have to hire attorneys at their own expense for advice on what they can and cannot do with their very own land. The Board of Directors of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce recommends a no vote on Measure B. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is a business advocacy association of 1,000 members representing more than 14,000 employees in Shasta County, organized to improve the business climate, contribute to the economic health of its membership, and the Greater Reading area. So we encompass more than just within the city limits of Reading. We have members that go all the way from Cottonwood up to Shasta Lake City and beyond.
Okay. Now, Pat, this was a capricious move, obviously. This is something you all must have debated, talked about.
Oh, yeah,
before this happened. So, was this a long debate? Yeah, or how'd you do this? How did the Reading Chamber of Commerce come to this?
Well, the process that we currently have is, we have a government affairs committee made up of, board members, chairs, and members of the Chamber of Commerce. And the current government affairs committee is not actually, any members on the board of directors. So they met with the groups and debated it, came up with a recommendation, and presented that to our board of directors. Measure A, I believe, it was discussed in a discussion for probably about 45 minutes before a call for the vote was taken. It was a unanimous vote. We had two recuse.
Unanimous vote from the board.
From our board, which is 15 board members, correct. The Hawkins Company did approach us quite a while ago, and we didn't have any proper time to vet the process out to make a recommendation, and we declined to do anything at that time. Since then, they've met with the Government Affairs Committee and came back with a favorable recommendation through the committee.
You don't think this will be a job drain then from the city of Reading?
Well, you know, part of the concern earlier was, redistribution of retail out of the city and the county, and also a loss of big box stores. And And I think some of those fears have been alleviated over the past several months as we've got more information and vetted this process out.
Okay. We got people on the phone. We've got a lot of things going. We're going to take a quick break here. We're going to come back. We'll open up the phones and the chat room's going, and the so we can ask some questions and get some points out here about the building of the Churn Creek Bottom Shopping Center. Carl Lindebot, Free Fire Radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
With the challenges we face today, Shasta County needs a true leader in District 3. Pam's deep involvement in the community and experience in positions requiring teamwork and problem solving gives her an outstanding capacity to serve as your supervisor.
My experience, integrity, ability to listen, and find beneficial solutions are the qualities you want in a supervisor. I will bring those qualities to serve you. District 3 is my home. I run three businesses here. The people of District 3 are my friends, neighbors, customers, and family. In fact, my family has been living in District 3 for four generations. I believe our county government should be helpful, streamlined, and efficient in order to serve your needs. I'm Pam Giacomini, and I'd be honored to serve as your supervisor.
Vote Pam Giacomini, Supervisor District 3.
Paid for by the committee to elect Pam Giacomini.
It's not how many hours we put in. It's how we put in the hours. It's not just how well we know our clients. It's how well we know their case. It's not just the years of experience or a reputation. It's about results. Results you can expect with knowledge of the law, community recognition, and assertive representation you can count on. The Law Office of Lucky Jezrani. Call today, 241-3350, 241-3350.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Here's another satisfied customer of Cars, California Auto Repair and Smog.
Hello, Dal. I wanted to ask you how you happened to bring your bus to Cars.
We checked around the community. Our bus is top priority to transport our residents, so we're always a major concern about safety and inspection. We knew about your character and great reputation, so we lined it up. Cars actually comes over and picks our bus up.
So our concierge service makes it pretty easy for you there at Hilltop, right?
It helps us out tremendously. I mean, we're a very active community.
Thank you. And of course, safety is number one. And we are doing the state safety inspection every 45 days. Isn't that the schedule, Dal?
Every 45 days we have it done. It's a top priority for us when we're out transporting our seniors and veterans in the community.
Obviously. Well, thank you so much for taking our call today, Dal.
Quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindebot. Linda's getting ready for her show On the Spot with Lindebot tonight, 7:53 in the morning. Let's go to the phones. John, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. How are you this morning?
Fine. Thank you for waiting.
You're welcome. And Mr. Hess.
Yes, sir.
To begin with, you mentioned that there was a demand for retail here in the county. And I'd like to question just a couple of points about that. I happened to go by the other day the Sports Authority store that you put in there at Gottschalk's, and I noticed that there was virtually 15 storefronts vacant. Chevy's had just closed down, and the two functional things besides Hallmark and the pet store were the new Sports Authority and the Goodwill store. And I got to say that the Goodwill store was thriving, so probably, yes, there was a demand for that. But going on from that, 50% of the Anderson outlet stores are empty and turning over routinely, including the most recent, which was Polo, just pulling out. Over a third of the Mount Shasta Mall stores are closed, and they've got coverings over them and are looking to rent. And downtown is opening and folding new
stores.
So,
can I ask you your question?
Yeah, I do have a question, and I'll get there. But my point is there really a demand for retail?
Great question, and I can appreciate your point. By the way, it's Sportsman's Warehouse. Let everybody remember the names. No, that's right, because Sports Authority, we do business with them, but it is Sportsman's Warehouse, a completely different kind of mall.
It does start with an S.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it does, and it's sports.
Hey,
but and that brings up a very particular comment about that, is that just because Sports Authority is in town doesn't mean that there's not another need for a different type of a sporting goods store.
Absolutely.
And those are the kind of things that we look at. The second thing is, when you mentioned the empty spaces around there, those empty spaces were there before we came. We looked at it and said, you know what, that is a great opportunity for us to come in and bring in some tenants that want to be in the area. Now, you go ask the owner of that about those empty spaces and the fact that that parking lot is full now, you're going to find the synergy of that is going to fill those spaces over time. And real property is a lifelong piece of real estate, and it takes a significant amount of time to re-tenant stores. But you'll see, because of that draw, those will fill up, and I think they're really tickled. Chevy's. There's nothing you can do about a terrible Mexican restaurant that doesn't operate well and is having trouble all over the country. It's not unique to that area. Besides, that's going to be filled up with another store here shortly, is my understanding. The other thing about the Shasta Mall is you'll find that turnover, I would beg to differ with you that there is a third of the Shasta Mall that is empty and boarded up. That is just not true.
I've checked it out specifically, and they do a nice job of covering over the fronts of the stores, but it is a third empty.
Let's just suffice it to say that I think you're wrong. But, retailers turn over on a constant basis. A 10% vacancy factor is absolutely normal as a measure of success. And we have, in our centers, we have less than 5% vacancy. Is the nature of what we do is we place things in the right locations with the right rent structures and the right tenants, and that's why we keep them filled. Even through this downturn, the highest vacancy rate that we had was under 10%. But the point is that the downtown
question.
You ask a good question, and I'm answering
it really
that
was.
And the outlet mall, let me finish, please.
Go ahead.
The outlet mall or the outlet center in Anderson has nothing to do with what we do. Unique shopping experiences of a mall, when we're not a mall, like an enclosed mall at Mount Shasta Mall, we're not configured with three main anchors like that tied with small shops.
What is
the outlet center, let me finish. The outlet center is just that. Those are branded stores, and they only sell seconds and overstocks of brands such as Polo. And those are very unique. Normally, they're placed between 8 and 10 miles out from a normal retail center, which at the time they built that 20 years ago was just that. The Walmart is a recent addition. So that outlet center was done just in the right location, and now things in the whole outlet industry is going down. They're just not drawing. So go ahead. Now you can finish your
question. We got like a minute and a half, John. So
we need to have a dialogue, not a monologue here. What is the classification of your unit there if it's not a mall?
First of all, it is a hybrid center of a power center combination with entertainment and recreation along with traveler services. Because of its close proximity to the I-5, the traveler services is a component where there may be a hotel, there may be miniature golf, those kinds of entertainments. They'll have, we've talked to grocery stores, we've talked to a lot of tenants around that aren't even in the area that want to come here.
Short, what do you guys call it when you talk back and forth with each other? The mall?
I'm sorry.
What do you guys call it? I mean, you didn't.
And we got 30 seconds.
I call it a shopping center.
Okay.
Not a mall.
Okay. I'm not sure what the difference
we
is,
got
but
20
I don't
seconds.
Go along with you on that.
20 seconds, John. And so
20 seconds, last thing. There's 12,000 people who obviously signed a petition saying they don't want that mall, and that's out of 95,000 available voters. How do you think that's going to turn out for you at the election?
And we're going to answer that right after we take
okay.
a break for the.
Thank you, Carl.
No, thank you, John. We'll be right back after the news.
KCNR, Shasta Ready.
News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. Republicans move a step closer to holding Attorney General Eric Holder in contempt of Congress for not turning over all the documents they want investigating the Fast and Furious weapons tracking program that let guns go into Mexican drug cartels.
If Attorney General's answer of we've given you all we're going to give you, then the drop dead date is immediate. If there's any real compliance, then we would look forward to continuing to evaluate that material.
GOP Congressman Darrell Issa has drafted the contempt order, sending copies to all his fellow Republicans today. The Justice Department says they've delivered thousands of documents and Holder's testified 7 times. What was Osama bin Laden thinking before U.S. commandos stormed in and killed him last year? Some of the terrorists' writings found in that raid are now public, and Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson's live in Washington.
Well, bin Laden did not like what he called the incompetence of other jihad groups around the world and was not the puppet master pulling the strings of those groups. The papers released by the Army also show that rebranding al-Qaeda was top of mind. He had at least 9 different suggestions for a new name. Bin Laden was also concerned that the journalists allowed to interview him might be followed or have tracking devices on them. As revealing as these papers may be, Army researchers say it is impossible to assess the current state of al-Qaeda based on them, Dave.
Rich, federal immigration agents under attack. One was killed in his own California home last night, shot through a window.
We're still working on the motive to this shooting. It's going to take, you know, numerous interviews and investigation.
Holly Francisco with the L.A. County Sheriff's Office. 3 other agents in the San Francisco area were injured early this morning serving warrants. In Gilbert, Arizona.
Right now, our investigation is leading us to believe this is a murder-suicide.
And Sergeant Bill Balafa says a neo-Nazi militia leader, J.T. Reddy, who also had a Border Patrol group, was the gunman who shot and killed 4 people, including his girlfriend and a 16-month-old. On Wall Street, the Dow's down 13 points despite a drop in weekly unemployment claims. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Right now, the future of health care is hanging in the balance with the majority of Americans wanting Obamacare repeal. We all know it's bad for seniors, bad for health care, and the economy. I'm Chuck Woolery. I've been wondering, why does the AARP support Obamacare? I think I found the answer. They're estimated to make $1 billion in the first 10 years from Obamacare. It sounds like a good deal for them. Look, I don't want socialized medicine. That's why I'm not a member of AARP. I joined Generation America, the conservative alternative to the AARP. And it's only $24 a year. You're going to get the great money-saving benefits you would expect, plus a conservative voice in Washington that's working to repeal Obamacare. So join me. Go to GenerationAmerica.com or call 800-722-1892. That's GenerationAmerica.com. Or call 800-722-1892. Stand with me. Together, we can do this.
She ran against Mitt Romney until Michelle Bachmann dropped out of the Republican race. Today, she'll endorse him in Virginia, along with Governor Bob McDonnell.
If we don't convince people that he's the best one for jobs with an 8.2% unemployment rate and for debt reduction with a $15 trillion debt, we're not going to have a stronger country going forward.
Autopsy results could come out today to show if former NFL star Junior Seau did indeed kill himself, as is suspected. Fox News Radio's Jessica Rosenthal, live in Oceanside, California.
Dave, he was found with a gunshot wound to the chest. The weapon was close to his body. Fans here in his hometown just cannot believe it.
He always just seemed so pleasant, and so this is just really absolutely shocking.
People who knew him said they saw no signs of depression. He did crash his car in 2010 going over a cliff, but he said then it was an accident. People are now wondering if his brain will show any signs of trauma from years of playing the high-impact sport. Many doctors agree those impacts can lead to brain changes that cause depression, Dave.
And Jessica, a more unusual death in Northern California involving a researcher.
The 25-year-old man who died after being taken to a hospital over the weekend has not been named, according to the San Jose Mercury newspaper. The paper reports that a spokesman for the California Occupational Safety and Health Administration said the man had been handling a bacteria leaked to bloodstream infections while working as a researcher at the Veteran Affairs Hospital's Northern California California Institute for Research and Education. The chief researcher at the hospital infectious disease unit said researchers are expected to follow safety protocols, including doing their work behind a protective cabinet while wearing gloves, masks, and gowns. Courtney Keeley, Fox News Radio.
Washington State is putting cats in prison, a program to match cats that had problems with inmates at a minimum security facility. Drawn over 100 applicants so far. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I'm a Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. Today, we started at 7:30, a little bit early this morning. We're going to go on through 9 o'clock with the question about the Churn Creek Bottom Shopping Center. And also, we're going to want to get into Initiative B also, which I think is important because they're tied together. And the people that brought the initiative to stop the shopping center also want to stop all of the growth. I shouldn't say stop growth, but to stop the ability to put up businesses in this is what it sounds like, even though that there seems to be some consternation on that, and including our discussion yesterday with Dr. Randy Smith and Rod Evans yesterday. But we're going to have them back on again. And one of the proponents, of course, of voting no on that, Bob Moore, for B, will be on our show Monday. So, and tomorrow will be Senator Doug LaMalfa will be here in the studio. So we've got been a busy week. Before we get started back with this, we're going to do our regular Wells Fargo advisors. And we're going to go to Kathy Lathrop Cummings. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is negative 18 points at 13,250. The Standard & Poor's 500 is negative 2 at 1399. And the NASDAQ is negative 7 at 3,052. Active stocks today include Bank of America down 10 cents at $8.06 and Ford Motor Company down 7 cents at $11.03. Stocks of local interest: Pepsi is up 7 cents at $66.90, and Pacific Gas and Electric is up 47 cents at $44.58. Turning to the bond market, we are finding higher prices there this morning, which has brought the 30-year Treasury yield to 3.11%. In the commodity markets, gold is down $19 at $16.35, silver down 46 cents at $30.18, and crude oil down $2.03 at $103.19. That's the market for now. This is Financial Advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC, for KCNR.
Hey, thanks a lot, Kathy. They're Wells Fargo Advisors, 710, 810, and 906, Monday through Friday. They're located at Park Marina Drive. Okay, what we're going to do is take a quick break. Henry, you're on the line. We'll get to you as soon as we come back. I want to ask questions, by the way. I want to talk about water, the water problems. I want to talk traffic. I want to talk, so a lot of questions that were brought up yesterday, Jeff. And Pat, we're going to come back to you, too. We'll be right back.
Hey, honey, what's wrong?
Well, this report says Congress has run up such a large debt that each and every one of us now owes $49,000.
Really?
That's not all.
Oh?
This report also says Doug LaMalfa wants to spend even more.
You're kidding me.
Yeah, it says even though Doug LaMalfa's already a millionaire farmer, his family farm has taken nearly $5 million in taxpayer-funded subsidies.
And we're stuck paying the bill. We can't afford that.
Well, it sounds like Doug LaMalfa doesn't care. He said he's running for Congress to represent his farm first.
He said that? Well, one thing I know for sure. We can't afford more government spending. And we certainly can't afford to pay for Doug LaMalfa's farm.
I'm Sam Onested. Congress has spent America close to bankruptcy, and I'm running for Congress to stop this spending. I approve this message paid for by Sam Onested for Congress because we need to stop spending. To find out more, visit SamOnested.com.
Love your legs again. You don't have to live with varicose veins. MD Imaging encourages you to take a new look at the different options available to help you love your legs again. Our non-surgical solutions eliminate varicose veins with no hospital stay, little scarring, and no lengthy recovery. Our vein specialists offer the latest treatments that provide many benefits over what you may have heard about vein treatments in the past. And MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies, and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations, so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialist to find out about your options. Love your legs again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945, the North State's only comprehensive vein center, MD Imaging.
Hi, I'm Jeff Hess with Hawkins Companies, a family-owned business for over 35 years. Part of our goal when coming into a community is to add economic development. In addition, we try to identify community problems and provide solutions. For instance, Sheriff Pasinko and a number of Redding police officers have indicated the need for additional jail space. Our retail developments, such as Sportsman's Warehouse, will earmark thousands of dollars for public safety. We appreciate all of your support.
This is Supervisor Leonard Modi. These are challenging times for all of us, especially county government. As your supervisor, I have taken a very conservative approach with your money. We cut operating expenses and reduced employee costs, while still delivering the services you needed. In other words, we didn't spend money we didn't have, just like you.
Proven leadership, integrity, and a balanced approach. Re-elect Leonard Modi, Supervisor District 2.
Paid for by the Committee to Elect Leonard Modi.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by Crown Motors, 555 Cypress Avenue. They've got a huge selection there for your Dodge, your Rams, Fords. They've got it there. And they've got a great selection of used cars, trucks, and SUVs. And they're local people. They want to do, they take care of their business there, but they take care of the community and their neighbors. Crown Motors, Cypress Avenue. All right, our guest, Jeff Hess from Hawkins Company, of course, and Pat Wallner from the Reading Chamber of Commerce. We'll get back to Pat here in a couple of minutes, but let's go to the phones. Henry, good morning.
Yes, good morning, Carl. How are you?
Fine. Thank you very much for waiting.
I think that they were missing the point on that. That used to be agricultural ground down there. 80 to 85% of the people that live there do not produce anything tangible as saleable. So that has ceased to become agricultural ground. I don't see where the point is. I know for 35 years that I've known of it, that this homeowners association has fought any kind of development down there. And that's a shame because you have to give and take a little.
Okay. You have a question, Henry,
I don't think it's a question more than a statement.
They don't do agriculture down there.
It's not agricultural ground to start out with.
Okay.
Not anymore.
All right. Well, thank you very much for that comment. One of the things, yesterday was water.
Sure.
About you're using the wrong feet per second. Cubic feet per second as water moving through the area down there, and that with that your model's wrong.
I didn't get a chance to hear that, but I did. I did have a chance to hear a statement by Rod Evans last night, and let me. I'm not sure where Rod got his engineering degree, but answer it by quotes from some engineers of dealing with FEMA. There's two types of water issues that we always have to address, particularly in a site like this, is that when you're in a floodplain, obviously you got to deal with water. The law requires you to keep any flood water that comes from somebody else's property down onto yours, namely north, the Churn Creek, if it gets, an extensive amount of rain, and if it floods over its banks, there's a certain amount of volume of water that flows downhill and comes from somebody else's property across ours and down across the TA. The law requires us to contain and channel the water so that whatever we build does not push water off of our property onto our neighbors. We have to be able to maintain that water on our site. The question about the 2,500 cubic feet per second was brought up a long time ago, and FEMA actually addressed that. And I'll read you a statement here from the engineer Michael Baker, who's actually on the FEMA team. Says even though the Clomer was approved in November, FEMA was still had had to answer a complaint about that. So FEMA sent the letter to Michael Baker, which is the engineering. Shilpa, who is the FEMA, agreed that the only significant problem was the claim that 2,500 cubic feet per second overtopped Churn Creek. That was a claim by the Churn Creek folks and the opposition, and it said that it went south over our project. She realized, meaning the FEMA, realized that that was not possible since the FEMA-approved Churn Creek model did not show that. There was no backup for any source for the 2,500 cubic feet per second other than a map that the Department of Water Resources showed it on, which they contacted, and there was no backup to show that that was the case. To further that, they required us to go out and actually survey the ground and do the calculations. So we went back out, and we actually put surveyors on the ground to survey the channel so that they could determine the heights of all of the banks and what kind of volumes it would come down in a 100-year rainstorm and how much would overflow. That ended up being 1,000 cubic feet per second that was surveyed, and that's what FEMA required us to handle on our site. So we designed to what FEMA required us to do, and they have approved our site subject to, of course, our approval through this process.
And that was what kind of flow was that?
1,000 cubic feet per second. Okay, a cubic foot is water that is a foot by a foot by a foot, and that flows past the source at 1 cubic feet per second. So that's a significant amount of flow. That's why it's a flood. It overtops the bank because the existing channel can't handle it. Water runs over the bank, runs down to the lowest port, and when we build anything, if we put a building inside of our channel, what that does is it causes the water to flow someplace else. That's pretty simple and obvious. What we have to do, and if you look at our design, you'll see that we have dug channels out to handle that water and control it so it doesn't push off to Charlie Marx's house or over onto I-5.
Okay. Part of the other thing, too, was brought up was the runoff. Not just, you know
stormwater.
It's stormwater storm that goes water. Off of this huge parking lot. You're talking about with 3,000 parking spaces here? Which, by the way, brings up another question that came up here about about people that are concerned about all that space at night. Is that going to be a place for young gangs to get together and all that? But that's a separate question.
Let's go back to separate question.
Let's go to the storm. Let's go to the which was mentioned that all types of stuff's going to be put into our environment. Oil and all that.
Couple of questions to that. One is, the opposition is using a statement by Supervisor Baugh about the design of the auto mall, which is totally different. And I think his question was rightly posed at that point in time: is how were they going to handle the stormwater? Well, our system has been engineered because ACID and the opposition refused to take stormwater to run it down to the normal outfalls. We normally, in a lot of places, put underground storage, and we've done all of the perk tests for the ground around there, and it does have a great percolation rate. So the theory is, and it's proved out as fact, is that the water comes down and it lands on the asphalt surfaces. Now, it's not going to be 92 acres, contrary to what's said. We're not paving 92 acres. We'll probably have about 30 acres of pavement area. The water runs down to catch basins, and in those catch basins, we have filtration systems and systems to take out any of the petroleum or any of the volatile fluids or volatile gases that come in petroleum and other contaminants before it actually hits our underground dispersal system. And that's designed in such a way that it's like the rain fell on the grass and went down and perked down into the water system. So all of our storage have a capacity under the parking lots to store the water and then meter it out and perk it down through the ground once it's been cleaned and filtered before it hits those. So that's the stormwater.
Have you used this system before?
We've used it in hundreds and hundreds of places. It really is the norm. Most cities and jurisdictions are not putting in the kind of storm systems that they used to. And so that community expenditure, they found that you can take that water that would normally fall on the land and basically move it around your impervious surface, put it underneath that parking lot, and let it perk down into the ground just like it would have on. So that's it on the water.
Okay, we got to take a break. We come back. We want to, of course, talk traffic, mitigation. We want to talk. We're talking about all these questions. I'd like to talk about, when you say 1,600 jobs, and you talk about, when I say we, it's because we're all talking about it.
Right.
But when you say, anchor stores, people are all excited about, well, who are these guys? And why not? Is there going to be any green stores coming in here? I believe you said last time it's going to be the greenest shopping center ever. I like,
not ever. Don't.
Well, I thought that's
I, now I know I said is it's it'll be the it'll have the smallest don't carbon make, footprint no. per.
Okay. Okay. Right. Don't make me go back to the other archive. Hey, we'll be right back. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
$16 trillion debt that grows hourly. Gas prices out of control. Obamacare threatening to ruin our healthcare system. Billions being borrowed from foreign countries just to pay our bills. Now, more than ever, we need a fighter in Washington. That's why the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association endorses Doug LaMalfa. Doug is leading the charge to shut down the $98 billion bullet train boondoggle. Doug LaMalfa will stand up to Nancy Pelosi and the big spenders and fight to reduce the debt and stop the spending spree. And Doug LaMalfa will work toward making America energy independent so we'll no longer be at the mercy of foreign oil cartels. With rampant waste in Washington, taxes on the rise, small businesses and family farms under attack by big government, we need Doug LaMalfa in Congress.
This is Doug LaMalfa, and I approve this message.
Paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
Rope 'em and ride 'em, Redding. It's rodeo time. Tickets for the annual 3-day Redding Rodeo May 17th, 18th, and 19th are on sale now. It's a full week of wild events starting Saturday, May 12th with a steak feed and dance. $12.50 pre-sale steak feed tickets are available at most App Auto Parts store, the Civic Center box office, Custom Wheel on Center Street, or from any Redding Rodeo member. Week-long activities include chili cook-off and street dance, annual Friday morning pancake breakfast, rodeo parade, and 3 nights of rodeo action May 17th, 18th, and 19th with top riders of the nation competing in bronc riding, steer wrestling, team roping, and the world's most dangerous sport, bull riding. Plus, nightly performances by world-famous Budweiser Clydesdales and rodeo clown Crash Cooper. Tickets on sale now at the Civic Center box office, online at RedingCivic.com, or by calling 229-0022. Sponsored in part by Budweiser, Mercy Medical Center, Premier West Bank, Cottonwood Veterinary, Jukebox Music Festival, Shasta Estates Retirement, El Dorado Casino, Mount Shasta Springwater, Sierra Pacific Foundation, Omega Mortgage Group, and Wind River Casino. Find more information at ReddingRodeo.com and follow us on Facebook.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Redding area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Clifford, running for Shasta County Supervisor, District 4, because the only way to guarantee things are done right is to do it yourself. I've worked 52 years to get other conservatives elected, only to watch them metamorph into liberals. I have the courage in my conservative convictions. I'll put water rights, property rights, and businesses before job-killing environmental activism. I'll fight to protect local sovereignty against state and federal mandates.
Vote Clifford for Supervisor, District 4, on June 5th.
Paid for by Clifford for Supervisor, District 4.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's getting ready for her show tonight. On the spot with Linda Bott. It's going to be, I tell you what, 6 p.m., tune in, because she's going to be talking about what's the latest in pinup photography. Well, she's going to have some ladies here. They're going to talk about it. In fact, they've actually got some photos here, which is why it's hard getting Bad Bob back into the in the studio. 8:25 in the morning. Bad Bob, the it's 50 degrees out there. Is that correct, or is that just written down because of somebody's whim?
Well, give me just a second here.
All right. You want a quick weather report? We'll give you a quick weather report here. 52 degrees outside right now. High 62 today. Got maybe a quarter of an inch of rain on tap. That'll continue through tonight. Tapering off tomorrow. Nice as we go into the weekend. 52 once again. And the weather report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards. They're going to be really busy for Mother's Day. They have a special brunch out there. Give them a call. 474-5546. Our guest is Jeff Hess from the Hawkins Company. And of course, Pat Wallner from the Reading Chamber of Commerce. He hasn't had a lot to say, but we'll get him back into the conversation. Let's go to the phones. Ruth, good morning. Thank you for waiting.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Mr. Hess. And,
morning, Ruth.
I just want to say I am so sorry to hear about your mom, and I know that it's really tough to do this type of stuff when you're thinking about family. So
I appreciate that, Ruth, very much. Thank you.
My question to you is that, you know, we talked the other day, and I wanted to find out about the anchor tenant. Now, I know that you have a number of interested groups, but the anchor tenant, the big box store or whoever it might be, how big is that interested tenant? Is it a grocery outlet, or can you give us a little information on that? And my second point that I just like to say is that when we talked about the voters and 11,300-some-odd voters actually signed the petition, and they were sort of dismissed a little bit by the registrar of voters and how they counted those votes and that sort of thing. But I really want to say that 11,000 people, whether they were registered voters or not, but the bottom line is that there were 11,000 people that really wanted to say no to and put this on the ballot. And, of course, we'll get our opportunity to vote on it. But I just hope that they're not dismissed, and that they don't get dismissed, because it is important. And as we go through this process, we will learn a lot about Hawkins and what they want to do there. But don't dismiss the 11,000 people that signed that.
Ruth, I was going to get back to John's comment earlier, and I think it's important that we don't dismiss anything. But I think that your key statement was that they signed on the petition to put it on the ballot. They did not necessarily sign because they were for or against it. I signed lots of petitions to put it on the ballot to let the people decide. So, and you know, if you want to compare 12,000 whether there or 11,000 whether they were registered voters or not registered voters, there's 11,000 of those. But how many total people do we have in the county that didn't do that? And so, you know, I think the point is, let's let the voters decide. Let's get the facts out on the table. And I appreciate this opportunity here and the debates with Rod and the group to bring the facts out. As far as the anchors, Ruth, I think that as you know, being in real estate, nobody is going to tip their hand as to where they're going, and we couldn't really say anything. We knew that Costco was not going to come down to our center about a year ago. We've done Costco's since their 12th store we did for them when they were just a new pup of a retailer, and they told us about a year ago that they weren't coming to our center. But because of our relationship and our ethics, we could not defend ourselves by saying, no, they're not coming to our center. They're going north. And we had to wait till they announced that they were going up to the OA center before we could open that up. So we cannot disclose who's coming. We can tell you the types of stores that we've been talking with. And we have been talking with a significant grocer with combination stores. They range from 70,000 to 100,000 square feet is the normal anchor sizes that we're dealing with. And then there's some mid boxes, you might call it, that are in the you know, 30,000 to 50,000 range, and then there are small shops for local entrepreneurs. And we've been talking with Ulta Cosmetics. We've been talking with the Vitamin Cottage, the Taipan. These are all new tenants that most people have really not heard about that are really interested in coming up to the North State. And,
well,
you know,
if this doesn't go through, you can find a place for them.
There's just no spot around, Ruth. I mean, there's only one store that's open, and that's the Circuit City. It's 20,000 square foot. If you go around the mall area, which is really thriving, there's no empty spaces for us to put except that. And we've got demand between 300 and 450 right now that want to go. So I appreciate that comment, but there just is not any space. And all of the empty little storefronts of 1,000 square feet in this neighborhood and 1,000 in the other just will not fit the kind of size of development, and they all want to be on I-5. So,
will you build out the 30 acres that you own?
I'm sorry?
Will you build out the 30 acres that you actually own?
With B, it will absolutely shut
okay,
that off.
Let's we got to take a break, Ruth. You know what our limits are here. Okay, got a break for the news. We'll be back, and let's get back to that, because I want to talk about B. Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. A House committee chairman says he has documents to make a case for contempt of Congress against Attorney General Eric Holder. Republican Daryl Issa saying he and the Justice Department are not cooperating with the investigation of the controversial Fast and Furious gun program.
It's clear they're not going to give us the documents that they've sort of closed up and covered up the people they now want to protect.
In response, a Justice Department official tells Fox News that any material that would politicize or jeopardize active cases will not be released to ISIS committee. Fewer people filed new unemployment claims last week.
Jobless benefit applications dipped 27,000, falling to 365,000. Any figure below 375,000 generally signals a falling unemployment rate.
Fox News Radio's Jared Halpert in Washington. The April unemployment report is out tomorrow. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Under Measure B, property owners in a small part of Shasta County could be shut down until 2036. 2036. That seems like a long time, doesn't it? But that's just what it says right here in the official Shasta County ballot book. If Measure B passes, farmers, businesses, and other landowners can't make property changes until the year 2036. Sure. Measure B has exceptions, and you can always just call for a countywide election. But why should property owners here in Shasta County have to hire lawyers at their own expense just to tell them what they can and can't do with their own land? And Measure B is so confusing. It's just going to wind up in court with Shasta County taxpayers paying the bills. That's why we need to vote no on Measure B. Look, we all want to protect ag land, but Measure B goes too far. Vote no on Measure B.
Paid for by Shasta Citizens for Property Rights, no on Measure B.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
My name is Michael DeQuisto. I'm running for Congress. We all know this country is bankrupt. If your family lived on our tax dollars the way the government does, last year you earned $23,000, you spent $36,000, and you owed $150,000 on your credit card. I've been a bankruptcy trustee for the past 15 years. I know how to solve this problem. Cut up the national credit card. Stop borrowing and spending money we don't have. Repeal the income tax code. Replace it with a flat national sales tax on everything except food, medicine, and medical services. Government revenue will increase by collecting taxes from people not presently paying into our system. These solutions will make America strong again. If you're tired of the good old boy network, if you want someone who cares about our country, not about lining his wallet or a long career in office, send me, Michael DeQuisto, to Washington. Please visit my website, votedequisto.com.
DeQuisto for Congress paid for this ad.
Are you facing home foreclosure, unpaid bills, mounting credit card debts, wage garnishment? Financially, do you feel overwhelmed? Take that first step to a new beginning.
Did you know bankruptcy is an act of responsibility? It provides closure to your financial woes and puts you in a position to move forward. I'm Lucky Jasrani, your local bankruptcy attorney. Call me today for a free consultation to discuss how my team can help you. 241-3350. That's 241-3350.
We are a debt relief agency. We help people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
Carl and Linda Bott.
It is May the 3rd. Welcome back to the show. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right there off Athens Avenue. Gosh, DC Tim and the young man in black. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors and for veterans. Just go in and sit down, enjoy the, catch up on your reading. I mean, every type of magazine, you know, not every type. I don't think you're going to find Cosmopolitan there, and you're not going to see.
No Red Book.
No what?
Red Book.
No Fred Book?
Red Book.
No Red Book.
It's a chick magazine.
That's right. No Home and Gardens, but you are going to see those. Car and Track. All right. Hey, it's Cypress Square Barbershop. It's a great time. It's man's last stronghold. All right. Our guest, Jeff Hess. From the Hawkins Company and of Pat Wallner from the Reading Chamber of Commerce. So there's a lot of questions, and I just can't. These questions are streaming by very quickly. So, but I want to start with Pat here. Measure B, no on B. We've heard from both sides is that it's not going to. Yesterday, Rod Evans, who is very articulate, was talking about how it won't change the ability to do things on your property there. And that, and Bob Moore, who owns the property and wants to put his mill in there, says, yes, it will. So what's the Chamber of Commerce say about this? I mean, y'all obviously took a look at this one too.
Well, you know, the Government Affairs Committee looked at this, and when they proposed it back in their recommendations back to the board, you know, we had a very long discussion on Measure A and Measure B. I think it lasted about 2.5 minutes, you know, and the Chamber of Board is made up of business owners and professionals in the city and in the county. And I think that they did their homework on this. Now, I went as far as to call a good old friend of mine who has property down in Churn Creek Bottom. And, you know, he's retired, but he's got a big concern for his children because that's their inheritance, basically, is what he explained to me.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, he's looking out for his kids. And this is a big question that I read and see in the paper all the time. Now, I'm not a property rights attorney, nor am I an expert on this issue. But it's, you know, from what I've read and what the Chamber Board has read and digested, it was a pretty quick discussion, very quick. And then it was a unanimous vote for no on B.
No on B. Okay. We're going to have Bob Moore, who is, you know, it's his land down there, which kind of really started this thing. He'll be on Monday morning about 7:15. We're going to talk about that. And we're going to also take a look at this value-added agriculture. I think that's what it's called, value-added agriculture that Rod talked about yesterday, which seems to be we could answer the question. But I'm going to have those answers before we have, of course, Bob on. Measure B, even if yes on A – gets the most votes. Yes on B would stop you from building. Right?
That's correct. That's our interpretation and understanding. And I beg to differ, as always in a debate you do. But if you read the measure, it is freezing everything the way it was before we came along. If it was just to say, well, we'll take it the way it is. It's really designed to stop us. It's a shotgun approach to stopping us, and they have not realized how infuriated people are about the attack on private property rights. From Bob Moore to a lot of landowners up there are jumping on saying this has just gone too far, but it will stop commercial. It will stop any kind of rezoning. It will actually stop the increase of intensity of agriculture. So somebody who had 100 acres that wanted to put in a dairy would not be able to do that. Now, I don't know where they get off saying that 5 acres is truly agriculture, other than, you know, I own a 5-acre ranch yet, and I grow my garden and a
couple of chickens and goats. But the answer is, if you're really trying to protect the family farm, you recognize that we are 0.0002 of the total agricultural land designated in the county. There's 330,000 acres of agricultural land designated in Shasta County, and we're but a drop in the bucket of that. And yes, there's some class one and class two soils there, but we're actually going to take that off of the ground. You have to take that off and bring in structural fill to do that. So anybody who wants to buy that will be willing to say.
Okay, if it's 0.00 something of Shasta County, we've got a lot of forest here. What's it about?
That's not including forest.
Okay, well, what about Churn Creek Bottom, though? I mean, that's kind of, to me, that was like apples and oranges.
Understood. There's about 5,000 acres of the area that's designated in the Churn Creek Bottom planning unit that encompasses in Measure B. And we're 0.02 of that. So we're less than 2% of that total land area in the Churn Creek Bottom area. And again, it's always been designated as commercial. That's what people don't understand. Even though it was zoned, it's been agricultural, part-time ag. It has been designated since 1975 that our land is designated as commercial. And that's the way we came here, was understanding that that was a commercial designation under the general plan.
Okay, and we got to take a break. That leads me to my next questions here afterwards about, you know, you come in here and what happens if the you know, everything that you have worked for is overturned at the ballot box. I don't say anything here. We have to take a break. And that's called a teaser. That way people go, wow, what does that mean? All right. Hey, our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And people in the chat room, you know what? This thing is running by so fast. We're grabbing them off as we can to ask questions. Great questions. Don't give up. Just, you know, sometimes, you know, just bring them back up again and I catch them as they go by. Here, we've got to take a break. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
With the challenges we face today, Shasta County needs a true leader in District 3. Pam's deep involvement in the community and experience in positions requiring teamwork and problem solving gives her an outstanding capacity to serve as your supervisor.
My experience, integrity, ability to listen and find beneficial solutions are the qualities you want in a supervisor. I will bring those qualities to serve you. District 3 is my home. I run 3 businesses here. The people of District 3 are my friends, neighbors, customers, and family. In fact, my family has been living in District 3 for 4 generations. I believe our county government should be helpful, streamlined, and efficient in order to serve your needs. I'm Pam Giacomini, and I'd be honored to serve as your supervisor.
Vote Pam Giacomini, Supervisor District 3.
Paid for by the committee to elect Pam Giacomini.
It's May. So much to plan. Parties, birthdays, Mother's Day. Hey, Mom's coming up, so let's take her to Anselmo Vineyards for brunch. I hear there's limited seating, so we need to call now for reservations. 474-5546. That's 474-5546. Mother's Day brunch. The specialty is my favorite, lobster. And Carl, while we're there, let's experience the new award-winning 2009 Cabernet Sauvignon. And of course, Friday and Saturday nights, always great artists such as Charles Bologna, Chris Lauer, and Garrett Biggers. You'll love it.
Anselmo Vineyards in Inwood, just a short drive from Reading. Anselmo Vineyards. It will become your favorite destination getaway.
The
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years, we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Carl Lindebot. Linda's getting ready for a show tonight on the spot with Lindebot at 6 p.m. This portion of the show is brought to you by the Backbone Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Great people, Joe and Shelley, support our community in so many ways. Espresso Joe, great coffee, great ice drinks, and of course, the finest walk-in humidor in the state. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Our guest, Jeff Hess from the Hawkins Company and Pat Wallner from Reading Chamber of Commerce. About six questions just rolled in here too, because we don't have a lot of time left. Traffic mitigation. This is still big. Caltrans sued the county and you about traffic mitigation, about the traffic plan. And this was brought up several times. It keeps getting brought up. So is your plan, is your plan feasible to support the shopping center?
The answer is absolutely yes. We've had three different traffic engineers, from the county's traffic engineer to the EIR traffic engineer to our personal engineer. And as a matter of fact, Caltrans actually had proposed this design in 1998 for the interchange. The improvements that we're going to do in day one will handle the initial phase of the project up to about 500 to 550,000 square feet. At that point, we'll be doing another survey to figure out what the next step in the mitigation is. Caltrans sued us not because they were against our project. Let's be clear about that. They've always held out that they are not opposed to our project at all. They just wanted to make sure that the data that we provided them, that the county provided them, their engineers could understand and make sense of. Since they filed our lawsuit, they have gone through extensively all of the design ideas and the traffic data that we've provided them, the county has provided them, and they are satisfied with all of the technical data that we've provided to them. They're in agreement on the technical data, and it's simply a matter of the lawyers getting together and putting together an agreement. And we all know when you get lawyers involved in anything, it takes forever to get it done. So we're within 2 yards of getting that pushed across the goal line. And I will say that they have accepted our data. We will put up on our websites actually a traffic model that shows a 3D of the traffic generation and how it would actually move. That'll be up soon, because people have wanted to see it, and a picture's worth a thousand words, and it does operate.
You met this much opposition anyplace else?
Never. We've been in, like I said, we've been in 23 states, from Alaska to South Carolina, and 100% of the time up to this point, we've been able to meet with the neighborhoods and be able to provide mitigation for their concerns. And in this case, although we've changed our plan around to meet the Churn Creek Bottoms concerns, they still are opposed to us. And I think it's just simply, they just don't want us in their backyard. They can make arguments all they want, but they have their little piece of the American dream, and they frankly don't want us in their backyard. And I wish they'd just say that. That's the real issue here, and And I would respect that, but I'm just a little tired of the innuendos and the misinformation that's being spread about it. All I ask people to read, 4,000 pages of documentation. Well, I know that's not going to happen. And so it's easy to say things and just lay it out there for people to believe is true. And I just think it's just flat wrong. And Measure B is just an example of going so far to injure other people besides us. If you want to attack us, attack us. Let's fight it out on A, but to throw out this B measure that's going to affect hundreds of landowners in that area to stop them from doing the things that they want to do with their private property, I think it's just flat wrong.
Well, according, of course, to the Churn Creek Bottom people, that this
Amen.
Doesn't do that.
Amen. Yeah, read the text. Read the text.
Well, let me ask you a question. Are you willing to debate the Churn Creek Bottom, one of their representatives here on the radio?
Rod and I go back a long ways, about 5 years, and we've had a couple of debates so far, and we disagree, but we certainly are keeping it civil, and we'd just love to come on the show and have another arm wrestling match.
We'll ask the Churn Creek Bottom to see if they want to bring something for an arm wrestling match.
All right.
Let's take a break. Let's see if we get that set up so we can hear both sides in the same room at the same time answering the same questions.
Good idea.
That's what I like to hear. When we come back, Pat, you've got something you wanted to say also, too, about the about B and a couple other things, too, before we leave. And lots of questions in there. We'll be back after these messages.
I'm Patrick Henry Jones, running for Supervisor, District 3. Proven leadership for Shasta County. I am committed to actively protecting our renewable resources, mining, agriculture, logging, and ranching. It's time the county starts working for the people, not against. It's time for a change. Vote for me, Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor, District 3, paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor, District 3, 2012.
Satisfied customers are really important to us here at Crown, like Lindy Silva of Reading. Lindy tells us, I wanted a new Ford Mustang, so I came to Crown. I got exactly what I wanted and saved some money. I call her Ellie. I love it. Thanks, Lindy. You and Ellie are welcome at Crown anytime. Check us out at CrownMotorsReading.com. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we'll sell them for.
Wind River Casino is offering a fabulous Mother's Day brunch on Sunday, May 13th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., including a carving station with prime rib and pork loin, omelet station, freshly prepared waffles with an assortment of toppings, along with Dungeness crab legs and an array of delicious desserts. Relax and enjoy your value time with family. Adults $24.95, children 5 to 12 years $7.95. Under 4 years, eat for free. Reservations required. Call 1-800-280-UIN. Log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
Make every fourth Friday of the month a fantastic Friday at Wind River Casino and play in our $10,000 guaranteed cash slot tournament at 6 p.m. Entry fee is only $50, plus $5 free slot play for all. First through 10th win cash. First place guarantees $5,000 cash. 11th through 20th win $100 free slot play. Mark your calendar for the $10,000 fantastic Friday slot tournament every fourth Friday. For details, call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried meats, cheeses, fruits, vegetables, and non-hybrid seed packs so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But what kind of crisis should you plan for? Civil unrest? Earthquake? Monetary crisis? Flood? Fire? Isn't Mount Lassen due? Here at the Patriot, we carry the Extreme Emergency Kit. It is a large plastic pail that contains water filtration system, stove, hand crank flashlight and radio, 4 blankets, 2 tube tents, first aid kits, food for 2 people for 2 weeks, and a various assortment of useful things that you may need when you need them, all for over $100 less than most internet sites. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
Well, I won't back down.
Yeah, no, don't back down. You got to stand up for what you believe in. No, I mean that. Any side you're on, you either believe it or you don't. And if you believe in it, you fight for it. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by a company that's fought for it for over 100 years. Reading Harley-Davidson. established in 1977 by David and Robin Wright. They have brought excellent quality, the Harley-Davidson name, superior maintenance abilities to the town in the city of Reading. They're located at 1268 Twinview Boulevard. Now, they're open from Tuesday to Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., but on May 5th, Cinco de Mayo, they're having an open house. It's going to start at 9:30 to 5:30, and they're going to give test runs on the newest motorcycles there. And if you're coming out for a test run, just make sure you're dressed appropriately, you know, and have your own helmet. And but the test demo runs will start at 10 o'clock. And there's going to be a free lunch out there. Join the fun that they're having out at Reading Harley-Davidson right off of 1268 Twinview Boulevard in Reading. And just remember, you know, as those of us who ride the Harleys, experience the ride, live the dream. Okay, in our last segment here, we have Jeff Hess from Hawkins and Company and Pat Wallner from the Reading Chamber of Commerce. And Jeff has agreed to a debate here on the radio, and we can do that, and we'll get a hold of the Churn Creek Bottom people and see if we can get them to, hold me back, right? I don't think we have a problem with that. Pat, you had some things you wanted to add in on B and A.
Well, on Measure B, you know, I just say put yourself in the position of being a homeowner or a property owner, anywhere in the county, basically. This Measure B could set a precedent that they could do the same thing in the city of Reading or even our retail hub or some of the underdeveloped areas that are ripe for commercial development. And even on your private property, if you wanted to pass it on to your kids or subdivide some of the larger land for future growth, subdivisions, et cetera, that are out there, that could be a very expensive proposition if it had to go to a voter a ballot initiative.
Yeah, and as they said, as they explained yesterday, is that you have Measure B, because you don't want to do this every year. The next time a developer comes in here, we don't want to do this next year. They did it for Auto Mall and then now for the shopping center, and this is the reasoning behind this. I mean, I understand the reasoning is, you know, once it's there, then you don't have to worry about it for 28 years. But that also, and they know how I feel. I mean, I've said this, is I have a real problem with it. I need to have this. That's why I need to look up this value-added agriculture. But once you start voting on what I can do with my property,
yes,
after I've had this property for a while, and I've got to, you know, like I said, I need to get more into it, then I really have some severe questions. I'm taking a step back and looking, well, what do you mean exactly by that? You know, and to me, that's a huge, you know, to me, that's even a bigger question.
Yes.
Again, than A, is when we start talking about our personal property rights and what for, you know, what people that don't live here, live around me, can vote on this. Yeah. But this is something I need to look at, and we're going to have Bob Moore on. I want to look some more about this value-added agriculture.
There's no doubt. No matter what you feel about us, Measure B is a bad deal. And I want to make a comment about value-added agriculture. That really is just smoke and mirrors. There's nothing that is adopted. There's nothing in the law that defines that. It's a concept that they came out to be able to try to shoehorn. And I look at it and say, well, interestingly enough, they'll figure out a way to get around the Measure B to put in Bob, because Bob's a good guy, or we like his project, but we don't like yours. So what's the fairness? What's the constitutional right of equality, when they go after us and not Bob? I mean, it seems disingenuous, and there really isn't any coding. Google it and find out what about value-added agriculture.
And I am, because now I've heard Rod in Churn Creek, and I've heard Jeff and his view on it. So like we all should do, we need to look at what's being said here, and then if we need a little research, we're going to do that. Last thoughts, Pat? We just got a couple minutes.
Just a quick comment on Measure A. I'm going to do that 5-second thing you talked about.
Okay.
Actually, the chamber is pro job creation, workforce development. You know, I've lived in this community almost my entire life now, and I've not seen any terrible developments. The chamber board really believed that this was well planned out. It's not going to take away from our area. It's going to add, and the add would be in the tax revenue and. Public safety is really at the foremost of everybody's mind right now, and I think that this is going to really help Sheriff you know, staff his facility sure. to take care of all these terrible things that we read about and hear about on a daily basis that seem to be increasing.
Oh, you know, we're getting ready to do a series on that. You just don't even know. You don't even want to know how bad it's getting out there.
Oh, I know. I said.
Okay. All right. And Jeff, you get, as we do everybody, you get your last.
Well, the one point, and I want to go off of Pat's comment, is that last night, interestingly enough, the Churn Creek Bottom Group indicated they wanted to pay for the jail by doubling the impact fees in the county, which would add an additional $6,000 to each individual house. I just don't understand that. By taxing only the county and not the city for their impact fees to cover the jails, where there's no additional cost if it comes from our tax base and our property taxes for $135 million project. So I think that's a silly way to do things, by increasing taxes when we're willing to pay for the jail.
Okay. All right. You know what? This is not over yet. We've got a long time before this, but glad that you've agreed to have a debate. We're going to
yes.
go to Churn Creek and have you all on here, and then, you know, just let the big dogs, you know, the big dogs chew on each other for a little bit. Hey, just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you? Tomorrow, Senator Doug Lamoff will be here at 8 o'clock.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Gonna stand my ground.
News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. The U.S. Attorney General now facing a possible contempt order in Congress over Fast and Furious. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live in Washington.
The House Oversight Committee Chairman Darrell Issa has drafted a 64-page contempt order against the Attorney General, complaining the GOP-led committee has received just a fraction of the documents it's requested about the Fast and Furious operation.
It's clear they're not going to give us the documents that they've sort of closed up and covered up the people they now want to protect.
Right now, that order is just a draft. A statement from the Justice Department says DOJ continues to comply with the committee, noting Attorney General Holder has testified about Fast and Furious 7 times. Lisa.
Jared, 3 special agents with Immigration and Customs Enforcement shot during a pre-dawn raid in the San Francisco Bay Area while serving warrants at a home.
They were carrying out high-risk federal warrants related to an ongoing criminal investigation.
Fox's Claudia Cowan at the scene in Petaluma.
Neighbors reporting hearing quite a lot of gunfire.
One suspect.